This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello there, and welcome to an encore presentation of Databank Brawl. This is a show we started way back in 2016 and ran all the way through early 2020. The episodes are buried deep in our archive, so we are re-releasing them starting with episode one.
If you've never heard Databank Brawl, here's the deal. We pick two characters from the Star Wars databank and then make up a deadly fight between them. Pain, shame, and comedy ensue.
Yes, we hope you enjoy the jokes we made on purpose and the random comments about the future of Star Wars, which are now hilariously outdated. So with no further ado, here is Databank Brawl Rewind. As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there, and welcome to Databank Brawl, the podcast where we learn about Star Wars characters, discuss them, and then make them fight for our amusement. I am your host. My name is Joseph Scrimshaw. With me here, as always, is also Mr. Ken Napsok.
So glad to be here in the fighting pits with you and trying to see whose career we can end in the Star Wars galaxy.
Who will we horribly kill for probably not a very good reason. Also, we are very, very happy to have our third co-host here for the Force Center podcast feed. Jennifer Landa is here with us.
Yes, and I just came back from Vegas, so I am in a gambling mood. I'm going to put some money down on these guys. Or
she's going dark Ewok tonight, kids.
Oh, yeah, you're going to put some money down. Mm. Wow, that would be an evolution of the show if we started betting on this.
Woo.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, we could lose a lot of money that way. It'd be great.
So for those of you who are listening, if you've listened a lot, you know how this goes. We get all of the information about some random characters, usually kind of obscure, weird characters, from StarWars.com, from the data bank section of the website. So it is absolutely canon. It is absolutely fresh. We read about them. We see exactly what is said about the characters. We discuss them a little bit, and then we make them fight. This one is going to be perhaps a gentle battle. We'll see. These are two more gentle characters.
Oh.
Not super obvious what their fighting prowess is, so we'll really get to invent, I think, an interesting fighting technique for both of our combatants. You guys ready for your first combatant?
Yeah, yes. Landa's got notes, Scrimshaw. You
she's
know,
always ready to go with the notes.
She's got a piece of paper with two columns.
Yes, yes. Okay. If only I had graph paper to make it more official.
You did good in school, huh?
I did okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You would be in charge of the Jedi Library.
Oh, that would be so cool. I love research.
You're Jocasta Nu.
Yeah. Keeping track of your holocrons.
Yes. Well,
she could fight soon, Jocasta Nu.
I was just saying. I hope I didn't spoil.
No, you didn't. Odds are that
just
it could be.
About that.
But indeed, our first combatant is a person we all know well and love, of course, and that's Baba Joe. Here, are you guys ready? Do you guys know who the hell I'm talking about?
Yes.
I don't.
Okay. You will figure it out as we go.
Okay.
Cryptic. Okay.
Okay.
Here is the official StarWars.com databank entry about Baba Joe, known as the Crittermonger. I love it already. Mm-hmm. The Nukajian Baba Joe was a common sight in Nima Outpost, bent beneath the caged animals he carried on his back. Baba Joe sold some of his animals as food to spacers, while considering others pets. He was a noted storyteller, regaling audiences with adventures he and his menagerie had pursued in long gone days. That's
completely aware now.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a great entry, because that's part of the reason I love doing this show, is to just find out what they actually typed into the StarWars.com databank. And sometimes you just kind of plot points of like, this person is a this, they went to this and did this, and this one's got tons of flavor.
Yeah.
The Crittermonger.
It's
amazing. And a weird relationship with animals that some of them, yeah, you can eat this one. No, that one's a pet, but I'll carry them all on my back in a cage. I think, if I have it correct, that Baba Joe was the first character that we saw from The Force Awakens in the video walking, the Force for Change video walking behind J.J. Abrams.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was out, I think that was at Comic-Con, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That he came on stage and everything.
Yep.
And I just thought this alien likes marijuana. That was my main reaction to the character of Baba Joe.
Death sticks.
Accurate.
So
special death sticks.
Special death sticks. So you guys are both racing to research on your phones.
I'm looking. Yeah.
Jennifer, you start. You tell me about your reactions to the character. When you first saw him, you saw him shuffling around in the movie. He's prominent in the film. Like, you know, you can see him.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Baba Joe?
I'm loving that there's this whole backstory and that he's a great storyteller. I can absolutely see that. I was really thrilled when I first saw him because, you know, he's practical. Obviously, he's a real creature. Mm-hmm. So that was very exciting. I didn't even realize there were caged animals in there that he both eats and also has his pet. So I just imagine him, you know, gently petting these creatures and then offering them as snacks. I like him. This makes me really like him.
Okay. And you liked him before, right? You had a positive reaction because he was a practical effect.
Yeah.
Not because he was very practical as a character. Maybe he was.
I'm sorry. No, I should have clarified. He was a practical guy.
No, but it was. Yes. They had promised us up and down that this movie is going to go back to basics. And then a lumbering alien that looks really weird in Star Wars and is clearly handmade.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Ken, what are your feelings or discoveries?
Similar to Jennifer's, I had the same reaction when it was the first time we really saw it and was like, oh, they're doing this practical as best they can. So I had the same emotional reactions to that there. He is an interesting character, just reading up here on his wiki, which again, we try to stick to StarWars.com because that is canon. Pablo Hidalgo would be proud or annoyed. He is a male, 1.14 meters tall, hair color white.
Oh, yeah.
Eye color black, skin color yellow and purple. Seems like he's a walking bruise. He has a quote.
Oh, he does.
Does have a quote. This is from on Wikipedia. We always like to see if we can grab one.
Yeah.
We've never heard him speak, right? Mm-hmm. Even in any kind of other promotional material. So imagine this is inferring that he speaks at a slow, measured pace.
Okay.
History is an interesting thing. we know only the versions we are told does not mean that there are not other truths.
Oh,
blowing my mind.
Noted storyteller and totally down with from a certain point of view. So yeah, I'm liking Bubba Joe a lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Bubba Joe. Bubba Joe. Does the wiki say where that comes from? Because I know that there's been a lot of like little e-book short stories that have happened with some of these side characters in The Force Awakens. I wonder if that quote isn't from one of those stories.
Nothing. I'm looking now here, and nothing. I got to.
Because Wiki doesn't like to cite things.
Appearances are all creatures, great and small. I don't know where that's from. The Resistance rises. Lego Star Wars: The Resistance Rises. Rey Strikes Back. Non-canonical appearance at Star Wars Episode 7: The Force Awakens.
Huh.
I'm going to click on the All Creatures Great and Small link and see if I can find a good source for you.
It is a television show from England in the 1970s.
It is an e-book released December 1st, 2015.
Okay.
Print April 5th, 2016.
All right. So that might indeed be canon in that quote. That nice, juicy. So we know that he is thoughtful. We know that he speaks slowly.
This apparently, the official description of the book is a storyteller uses his captivating skills to calm frightened villagers on Jakku. So maybe it is all about Bubba Joe.
Nice. So how do you feel about him, Ken? You have anything else to add? Like you've liked him, you've continued to like him?
Yeah, continue to like him. I you know, it was cool when you saw him in Force Awakens because we're already so familiar with that's the creature. And I do remember the name Bubba Joe now. I think when Abrams unveiled the name at one of the conventions. So when he showed up in Force Awakens, I was like, yeah, it's the guy. I know that guy. Yeah. There's a lot of weird things going on, but I know that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have talked a lot about how alienating it was to see the Force Awakens. We go, I don't know what that ship is called. I don't know what those creatures are. And he's like, that guy, Bubba Joe, I know him.
Right. Yeah.
We did not know he was a crittermonger or a storyteller, but we do now. All right, so we're going to move on to our next combatant.
Okay.
You guys are probably a little bit more familiar with this gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Admiral Piet.
Mm.
Here is his official databank entry.
You're a monster.
That is my official databank entry, I'm sure. Joseph Scrimshaw, a monster. An ambitious Imperial officer, Piet rose through the ranks to captain and was assigned to the Super Star Destroyer Executor, Darth Vader's flagship. There he chafed at having to serve under the foolish, vainglorious Admiral Ozzel. When Vader strangled Ozzel, Piet was granted a battlefield promotion to Admiral and given a grisly warning of the penalty for failure. Miraculously, he survived his time as Vader's underling, but died when a rebel starfighter destroyed the Executor's command bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty good entry. It's got some definitely got some flavor.
Yeah,
it does march us through just some of the hardcore facts that we do know about Piet from watching Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. But there's some good flavor there.
Yeah,
Jennifer, I'll start with you. Did you know just off the top of your head who Piet was?
I did. I know that you guys have more of a connection to him. I'm just thinking in this context, this is going to be a really interesting battle.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what is going to happen. I'm a little concerned.
Okay, well, put your fear aside for a moment.
I don't want it to be too brutal.
We're just getting to know Admiral Piet.
Okay,
That's all that's happening now.
All right,
then
I'm already thinking the worst.
But right now, I am the worst. I'm a very, very bad man.
Yeah.
But for now, let's talk about Piet. Was he a bad man? Did you dislike him?
No, I felt sorry for him.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that there was something that the way he was introduced in Empire, it was like being introduced to the pain of middle management.
Exactly.
Yes. Like he's stuck. What's he gonna do?
Yeah.
So he wasn't dripping evil. He wasn't vainglorious. I love that word. Like Ozzel.
Yeah.
He's just like, I need to get my shit correct, or I will be choked from across space.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Right. So maybe this is a fair fight. Maybe this is a fair fight.
Okay. What are your thoughts and feelings on Piet and your discoveries?
The discoveries are simple. Species human, gender male, we know that, 1.65 meters. So he's got the height advantage, 70 kilograms, brown hair, brown eyes. Firmus Piet is the name given to him here, and I can't say that that's canon.
Firmus?
But that's a name that's been around and attached to him for a while.
That's going to affect things.
That's going to affect things.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down.
I have a very solid emotional reaction to the guy. I just did my Spotlight Star Wars top 50 things I love about Star Wars, and the Imperial officers were on the list.
Oh yeah, mm.
I like Moff Jar Gerard. I like General Veers. I like Piet a lot. I've always liked the guy because I figured you said it well. Middle management in action here in the Star Wars galaxy, but Piet was good at his job.
Yes,
was good at his job, and whether or not you agreed with what the job was for the Empire, I liked the guy's work. I liked like how he approached his work, and he did a good job. And not vainglorious is a great way. An epic way to say it. And maybe not the first viewing. I was too young. Seven to really, I mean, I knew I liked the character, but I liked Gerard too. But when the A-Wing crashes in and takes him out, mm-hmm. I have a little bit of, aw.
Really?
Yeah. Aww. Piet. He's a good guy.
He comes across a little bit more like we get to see that, yes, he believes the Imperial doctrine in Return of the Jedi.
Sure. I'm sure he's done some horrible things.
Yeah, because he seems to be enjoying having them trapped there and all that. But I agree in general. I really like that feeling of, he really knew that he needed to do a good job to not die.
Yes.
But also, I just got the general sense that he could handle Vader. Like, that he could come and say, this is not about my ego. I am not going to bullshit you. Mm-hmm. We screwed up and some bad things happened. I am sorry. And I sort of like that idea of this guy who can play Vader correctly and give him the bad news without getting choked. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think it's the bad news that gets you choked. I think it's your attitude that gets you choked by Darth Vader.
Yes. Yeah, I think Vader respects jobs done well.
Yeah.
And I think it wasn't that he didn't accept, it was unaccepting of mistakes. It was, again, Ozzel was, it was clumsy as he was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And Piet wasn't, Veers wasn't, even Moff Jar Gerard wasn't. He had power, and Vader forgave him or gave him some wiggle room, you know, and knew the Emperor wasn't. That's why I like Piet. I like those guys. Sorry, it speaks to probably a darker side of me that I like the Imperial officers. I can just respect good work.
It's just fine. No, I relate to somebody who is trapped in a bad situation and can do their best.
Mm.
There was also the action figure that was just a generic Imperial officer.
Yep.
Right.
But it looked the most like Piet.
Yeah.
So I always imagined that was Piet. So I feel like I have played with Piet. Take that as you will. So those are our characters. Do we have a quote for Piet?
The quote here, it's disappointing because it's Vader's quote. Yeah. Don't fail me again, Admiral. Just a great quote and a great moment of it. More about Vader reminding him of do a good job. But there's nothing that stands out from Piet, huh?
Mm.
Intensify forward batteries! Intensify forward! Might be a quote.
Yeah, before that A-Wing comes for him.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on any other great Piet quotes. I think there are some in Empire Strikes Back, but I am spacing them right now.
I think the other one was, I was about to clear them. Should I hold, sir?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
It's an older quote, but it does check out.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
You know what? That's the quote.
It's an older quote,
but it checks out.
There you go.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
So this, as you can see now, this is going to be interesting because we have a man who orders violence, but probably doesn't commit it himself. Mm-hmm. And we have a slow storyteller, a crittermonger, mm-hmm. and now they shall fight.
Yeah.
So. Where is this?
Sorry, I'm really getting into this.
Where is this taking place?
Oh, God.
Well, I think I was going to say, unfortunately, that's the wrong term. It has to take place on Jakku because I don't think Baba Joe has traveled too far.
Right. And he has a relationship with the people on Jakku.
On Jakku. Mm-hmm.
And it was or the planet it is.
Jakku, if you're First Order officer.
Yes.
But there is an actual potential canonical time that this could happen. Mm. And that is prior to the Battle of Endor, because mm-hmm. Piet, would have died, and we might kill Piet earlier in this story.
Perhaps.
But Jakku was, of course, as we know now, a big Imperial shipyard, basically, where they were building things and stockpiling things, and that's what was key to the rebellion finishing up the fight after Endor. We know that now. Thank you, Battlefront. So I think this happened prior to Endor on Jakku while Piet was there to maybe check on some things or maybe pick up some supplies for ship or something in that regard.
This is a strangely, beautifully logical place for them to
of all our fights. This might be the one that makes the most sense.
Right. Wow. So maybe Piet is taking some time off. Or
even a hardworking man like him needs some leave.
Off duty.
Yeah, like maybe maybe it's just an afternoon. Okay. Because he's there, he's overseeing everything, everything is taken care of because he takes care of stuff. He is the best assistant manager in the galaxy. He's got it locked down, everything is taken care of. He could just nap in his quarters, mm-hmm. or he could just take a little walk. Maybe he's got a blaster by his side. Wants to be careful. He knows he's in a dangerous area. Right. But he's an Imperial officer, and no one's going to mess with him.
Right.
So maybe he just wanders into the nearest little outpost.
Okay.
Probably different from Nima at that point.
Not the Nima outpost, or maybe
they're functioning with a different economy, right? Because if the Imperials are always there, maybe the scoundrels and scavengers of Jakku can try to trade with Imperials when they're not supposed to, and things like that.
Mm.
So I think maybe he wanders into an outpost and he runs into Baba Joe. Jennifer, what do you think Baba Joe is up to in this outpost?
I think that he's trying to sell his animals, but in a nice way. And so maybe he walks up to Piet and offers him one of his caged creatures nicely. Maybe, he's expecting just a friendly conversation.
Yeah.
Offering his creature.
Can you say, is Baba Joe, hello, would you like to buy a creature?
Hello.
Would you like to buy a creature?
A frog-like Gwerp or chicken-like Pishness?
What site are you on, Ken?
Apparently, I'm just reading this from Wikipedia.
Oh, now we know. We have to call them creatures.
That's what he has.
Write that down.
Chicken-like Pishnet?
Pishnies? P-I-S-H-N-E-S? Is it Pishnies?
Pishness.
And a frog-like Gwerp.
Gwerp.
Okay. G-W-E-R-P-S.
So, Baba Joe is trying to sell Adrompiet.
Yeah.
Pishnies
or a Gwerp?
Or a Gwerp.
Yes.
So, how does Admiral Piet react to this?
How dare you suggest that I want these kind of unprepared animals eaten? I'd like a prepared and cooked meal. Please, direct me to this.
You know, Baba Joe is not conflict-oriented, right?
No, he's not at all.
But, at the same time, he's probably chafes against the Empire's presence, right? Because he's a slow, peaceful,
intelligent being.
Guy. Yeah. He smokes whatever the Star Wars version of marijuana is. Not death sticks.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever it is on Jakku.
Relax poles. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And Piet, look, I love Piet, but I think he's gonna be a little bit of a speciest.
Mm, yes.
He's going to look down on this creature.
Yes.
Right. Right. Yeah. So I think maybe Baba Joe pushes it a little bit and says, well, the Pishness is a delicacy. It's very chicken-like.
Piet says, fine, I'll hold here.
Oh, so then does he actually offer him?
Prepare my meal.
Okay, so he makes it then.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think Baba Joe takes it out, and I think he's got a little hot in his backpack. He's got a little hot plate.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I hear the sizzling.
Baba Joe starts telling Admiral Piet a story while he breaks the neck of the Pishness. Puts it on his hot plate.
I can tell you that the Empire's presence here is greatly appreciated, Piet. You've helped our economy. Now you're just pandering to me. Cook my meal. Hurry up. Finish.
Yeah, this is when he gets snarky, Baba Joe.
Yeah, I think maybe he starts to try to tell him a story from very, very long ago when there were small, peaceful animals on a planet and some large, angry animals came and tried to change the ecosystem. And I think Piet sees through this flimsy analogy and gets real, real angry.
And at this point, the Pishness is ready. So he serves it up on a dish.
Does he get it? How fast does he cook it? In a BB-8 droid there? A BB unit?
It's a medium rare kind of animal. Gotcha. So it's quick.
Oh, yeah. And I think maybe that's a little dig at Piet. Like, I'm sure you would like your food raw and bloody.
Ooh. Here you are.
So he serves them.
Yeah.
He serves them.
I think Piet's very particular. Oh, I think he maybe does medium, but probably well done. I think he is afraid of space E. coli. Yeah.
What is this? He's used to the milk, the nutrient milk that the galaxy serves. But he has his taste. You know, he's an Imperial officer, so they have some cafes up there with some real food. Yeah, I think he's pissed off. I think he's like, you're insulting me.
Yeah, he was
I'm an Imperial officer.
He was looking for just like relax a little bit, not to get a bunch of lip.
I'm an admiral in your army, defending your freedoms.
Ooh. You crittermonger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think he just straight up calls him a crittermonger.
Yeah, and this
may be offensive.
At this point, what is now referred to as an ill-tempered wart named Jarush, which is also in the package. I think that's more the pet for Baba Joe.
Oh.
He's now hawking. Because he's ill-tempered. That wart, W-O-R-R-T. Oh, my. And looking at the picture of the wart. He's upset.
Yeah, hey, can you describe it?
It is the wart here is a frog-like. I mean, the Gwerps are frog-like. But I would describe this as a bullfrog-like. You know what the best way to describe it is? The creature outside of Jabba's palace.
Exactly.
It looks like the creature outside of Jabba's palace, but maybe smaller? Or is Baba Joe carrying one of those on his back?
I think this is the same. Is the same creature. Homeworld Tatooine, long tongue, dexterous forelimbs, heat-sensitive palps.
Right. So here's what I think happens. I think Piet starts to get grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
I think he says, you know, I was looking for just some relaxation. I expect respect wherever I go. I am an imperial officer. And I think he throws the pishness down and says, I am not eating this. I am not paying for this. He's in mid-rant. Baba Joe is going to let it go. But then the tongue of this guy. What's its name?
A wart name, Jorsh. And I'm confirming that this is the same creature now. I can confirm. Breaking news. This is the same species that is outside Jabba's palace that eats another lower species.
And the character's name is...
Jorosch. Jorosch.
Of course. Jorosch.
Yeah. Oh,
any human pronoun. Jorosch's tongue lashes out and I think smacks Piet like right in the left eye. And like he's got a sucker on his left eye.
Yeah.
And Baba Joe's like, I should run, but I don't. So here we go.
Right. Here we go.
I think he's told some stories that he tries to be peaceful, but I think he's told some stories in his past that have gotten him in trouble, and he knows this is going to be a thing now.
Yeah. He knows this is a fight. So does Baba Joe take off his cage?
I was just thinking that. I wonder what he looks like without the cage.
Yeah, and he's shorter than Piet, and Piet thinks he's above this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But he's shocked because this wart just smacked him in the eye.
Yeah, and I think now it's on. I think Piet is pulling his blaster out.
Oh,
and I think he's shoving the cage at least in like getting his blaster up because no one disrespects an imperial officer like this. He wants to stay alive. If Vader finds out that a weird frog thing basically tongue kissed his eye and he did nothing, he was just like, I'm cool with that. Vader'd be like, No, I don't trust you anymore.
Let him get away
with
that.
Failed me again.
Failed me again. No tongue kisses.
Oh my gosh.
I think Piet's got the gun out. I don't know if he's prepared to. He's prepared to use it.
Yeah, it's just a threat at this point.
But it's a threat. Yeah,
I perceive Piet as the kind of person who's fine ordering violence, but doesn't want to do it himself. So I think out of all the ridiculous battles we've had here on Databank Brawl, this is perhaps the most pacifist on pacifist. Mm. And it's ridiculous to call Piet a pacifist, but you know what I mean.
Yes, the people
who don't want to physically throw down themselves.
There's, unlike General Veers, who goes into battle riding, in the control of an AT-AT, Piet's on the bridge. Mm. Piet went to an academy, studied a lot of tactics, military, can control people. But I don't know.
He can put some emotional distance.
His battle record to me, and going off canon stuff here, his battle record to me is not as good as a Veers.
No. But because it is Databank Brawl, they must fight.
So
we must motivate it. So the blaster has come out. He's shoved the cage. Maybe the cage is, the whole backpack is starting to fall off.
Yeah.
Baba Joe's been in this kind of situation before. He's normally peaceful about it, but he knows, I maybe need to act.
Yeah. I think he backs away a little bit and recognizes and respects the presence of the blaster, causing Piet, puts his little hands up. I'm so sorry. We got off on the wrong foot. And he backs away, causing Piet a moment of hesitation. To start to move the blaster down, and that's when the wart, Jorosch, tongue goes out, boom, knocks the blaster out again.
He whips the blaster away.
That's good.
Now Piet is super pissed, right?
Yeah.
And I think he yells, like, control your beast or you will die.
Yeah.
Because that he's used to making threats. And I think Baba Joe just tries to kind of, like, shrug. He's like a little shrugging emoji.
Yeah.
Emoticon. And I think he's, well, different creatures have different temper. And I think then Piet just punches him. The blaster's gone.
Sucker punches him like
maybe
that?
Maybe slaps.
Oh, okay. No, that's more appropriate.
Like a backhand, maybe?
Yes.
An imperial backhand.
Like, yes, a don't sass me. Sass me, crittermonger.
Yeah.
So I think he smacks him across the face.
Utterly insulting. Just a backhand.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Jennifer, how do you think Baba Joe responds to that?
I think he's actually really angry at this point. But, of course, he would never show that. So I think he is going to really initiate this. And I don't know, maybe he's going to use one of his creatures somehow.
Yeah.
You know, let one of them out of the cage.
That's exactly where my mind is going to, Jennifer. In fact, I think we have one more creature in the cage use here.
Yeah, because I think that maybe he's thinking, this is unfortunate. I don't want it to happen, but what a great story.
Yeah.
I'm a storyteller, and if I can tell the story of the time I went, hand to hand with an important admiral, from the Empire. Yeah. At least it's a good story. People will write a song about this if I die.
Yeah, and I also think there's something like, you know, with older people where they're like, I'm going to show you, you little youngster. Yeah. You don't push me around. So there's definitely some sort of pride that he has.
Right. Yeah. He doesn't like the Empire. He's a peaceful storyteller.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the Empire.
Yeah. He has, Baba Joe has in his case, two more creatures. He has two, they're non-sentient winged lizards called Zahi.
Okay.
He has those left in his arsenal.
Winged
lizards.
So
what do they look like? Can you...
There's no picture.
So they're winged lizards. Yeah, so that sounds scary.
Z-H-H-E-E.
Z-H-H-E-E.
Yeah, and so, I think it might be, you know, who knows at this point there. I'm trying to look at the picture of Baba Joe here, but he's got these creatures. They're winged lizard-like creatures.
Okay,
like dragons almost. Yeah.
So maybe he lets them go into Piet's face and tries to get away.
Yes.
And thinks like, okay.
Slowly.
So now I am going to begin to turn around. And thinking that I've lost all of my animal friends, I'll get more.
Yep. And as he takes a wide swing, he knocks Piet with that cage as well.
so he's got little flying lizards in his face.
I don't know if you were there at Comic-Con when Baba Joe came out. He knocked something off the table.
Did he really?
He did. He knocked something off the table.
Oh, that's so funny.
When he was walking by. So he's a little clumsy.
Okay.
So he smacks Piet in the face with his cage. The lizards are flying around him. The tongue of the other guy is still lashing around in places. I think at this point, Piet is going to start to scramble for his blaster because other people are seeing this and pointing and laughing.
Oh, God.
This is an indignity that cannot go unanswered.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I think Baba Joe, at this point, when he sees him going for the blaster, knows this is a problem. Yeah. So I think as Piet runs in front of Baba Joe moves his head out surprisingly fast because he's got that long neck that can probably extend. Mm. And I think he grabs with his mouth Piet's belt.
Oh, wow.
To hold him. And it is almost a Laurel and Hardy Three Stooges sort of like physical comedy. There's the blaster on the ground. Piet's grabbing for it.
Yeah.
But Baba Joe is desperately holding his belt.
This is getting unhand me, creature. Unhand
more
me.
Embarrassing.
I'm an admiral in the Imperial Army.
If Vader sees this, I am
And the Zahi are still poking away at Piet, too. The wart is slapping using that tongue.
Oh, this is just embarrassing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how do you guys think Piet responds to this?
Oh, he's...
I think there is... And I know sometimes we like to really make sure someone dies. I don't know if this is that or if it's a draw. I don't know. Joseph, you're the ringmaster here. I think, and I'm just going on what I know of Piet, and I have a lot of fan fiction of Piet back in my diary. There is something to be said for him realizing he's already been beaten because he's on the ground and this creature is holding him by the belt.
Yeah,
right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. When a crittermonger is in control of your pants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have lost.
That's a quote that we all should live by.
Wow.
From a certain point of view, it's true. So there's some part of me that wants to say Piet is calling, not for a truce, but he's trying to reset, and get himself out of the situation.
Yeah.
And maybe says, unhand me certainly becomes, all right, fine, let me go. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry is not the word Piet would use. I don't know. Am I wrong in thinking this?
No, I think Piet needs to manage his appearance, right? Mm-hmm. So he realizes, he's a good tactician. He realizes that this creature's mouth, his jaw muscles are incredibly strong from talking constantly. I'm not going to get free of him. Yeah, he won't shut up. I'm not going to get free of him. He has this menagerie that can lick me from afar and flutter about my head. I'm not going to win. Unless I'm not going to get out of this.
It's an embarrassing situation. The gwerps are gwerping, all these things, all these
Some
animals.
Other
are
people
off,
are laughing.
Pointing, laughing.
So I think what happens is, I think he says, if you want to live, let me go. You have a choice right now.
Right.
Right now I'm alone, but I have command of massive forces, which you know.
Yeah.
So, and I think this is very undignified. He stopped squirming, but he's still kind of bent over with another sentient creature holding onto his pants with his mouth. And I think he's saying, if you want to live, let me go. And I think Baba Joe is like, okay, well, fair enough. Fair enough.
Right.
So he lets him go.
Lets him go.
So... All right, I have some ideas about what might happen next.
Okay.
But I think we're getting towards the end.
Yeah.
I knew this would not be a big knockdown drag out fight.
Yeah, you said it. Yeah, it's a different kind of fight here.
They don't have the aptitude, I don't
think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you guys feel? I like to take this pause and figure out who do you guys think should win the fight?
Baba Joe.
I'm
right now, that's where we're at.
I'm pushing. I'm really. Hear me out, Joseph, and you can overrule me. I'm pushing for the draw because.
All right.
Piet has lost more. He's lost in many ways. He's lost already. Baba Joe has won, but he doesn't want to die, and he knows that if he presses his issue, death will come to him.
Mm-hmm.
But Baba Joe already has a story,
mm-hmm.
a story for the ages.
Right.
He now is part of the rebellion. He has stood up to an imperial officer.
Right.
And fought back against his oppressor. So he's got enough of victory that he can always already tell this story. He's content. He's content to walk away, if possible.
Yeah.
Whereas Piet knows
slowly walk away.
Piet knows he needs to walk away to keep something as simple as his dignity, which is important to him as an imperial officer.
Right. And I don't think he's vicious enough to just shoot everybody. No. Were you going to say more? Do you have more?
Nope. I wasn't. No.
Okay. So here's... I'm going to accept the draw.
Okay.
I think with well,
Lando wants bloodshed.
You know, I don't want bloodshed, but I do want a little bit of a victory for Baba Joe, even if it's just a last moment.
You feel like holding him by his pants, holding an imperial officer by his pants as he scrabbles for a blaster is not enough victory.
Like a button.
You got
a
it.
Button at
Here
the end
go.
Of the scene.
Here you go. So I have something that I think Piet is going to do.
Okay.
Is a button to this scene.
Okay.
So right now, Piet has made the deal of, let me go now, or you will die.
Right.
Maybe not right now, but eventually I will make sure that you die.
Right.
And Baba Joe, it's reasonable, he lets go. But then does Baba Joe do something else to Piet's person, Jennifer?
That's what I want.
Tell me what happens.
I don't know. I don't know, because this guy, this Baba Joe, he's clever. I want
So that's what has to happen. If he's going to do something, some further indignity to Piet, it has to look like an accident.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Right. Just a little something to mess up his hair, you know, ruffle his shirt a little bit as he's walking away, and Piet tries to regain composure, slick back his hair.
How about this? Do you got an idea, Ken?
No, I'll piggyback off where you're going. I had a thought, but
So I think that Piet, Baba Joe is not only a master storyteller, he is a student and a master of physical comedy, as we have already learned.
Clearly.
Piet has slapped the pishness, is that right?
Yes.
The cooked pishness on the ground, along with Baba Joe's hot plate. And I think Baba Joe concedes and says, I understand. I'm sorry that we had this disagreement. The story shall not be told from any perspective. And he turns and he steps just right on the hot plate, so it sends the hot pishness, and hits Piet in the face.
That's
and he gets
what I want.
Burned with raw chicken-like food.
That's what I wanted.
That's what you wanted?
That's all I wanted.
Is that enough bloodshed for you?
Yes, just a little moment.
I can accept that. I was going to go with a similar idea, that Baba Joe basically says, I'm sorry, are you still hungry? And Piet, as he's fixing his uniform, basically says, yes. And Baba Joe extends a plate of pishness. And just as Piet reaches for it, Baba Joe drops it.
Oh,
and it hits the ground.
Great. That's great, too.
And Piet just looks at him and turns around. But I like your idea, too, because it's funny. It's physical comedy. It made Landa happy. We're going with that. It's
all right, so there's
canonical ending.
Accidental burn.
Yes.
And then I think, in addition, Baba Joe, to Ken's idea, says, this is for you. No charge. Piet's like, no.
Exactly. Yeah.
And here's the other button, just to give Piet his respect.
Okay.
I think as game master of Data Bank Brawl, I will declare that Baba Joe won, which is usually our tradition, the character we like the most.
Sorry.
That we can't bear to murder, usually wins.
Well,
that's fine. This show can be whatever we want it to be.
So true.
But it is often the character who should live does live. But in this instance, they're both living.
Yes.
But I do want to give Piet his respect.
Right.
So I think he says, I don't want any food. Mm-hmm. And he says, it's going to take me 20 minutes to walk back to the Imperial fleet. I am going to send a squadron here, and anyone left at this outpost is going to burn. Because this place and this story never existed.
Right.
Do with that as you will. So I think he has his little victory of like, his little show of force of like, hey, some people there are anti-Empire. Mm-hmm. And I think when he gets back, he sends them. And I think it's enough time for even slow old Bubba Joe to be like, great.
Yeah.
Time to get the hell out of here. And I think, right. So all those people who laughed are like, oh, no, yeah. No, the Empire is still to be feared.
Wow.
So I think they go. And I think the story of that day is... Nobody knows how or why, but this once thriving outpost is a cinder.
Yeah.
No one goes there and no one speaks of it.
Oh, that makes me sad.
And there, well, there's even a little button to that, and Piet's back at the command ship talking to his stormtroopers. It's out there. You're going to burn it. He's giving them orders. And the stormtroopers start to walking away. One of the stormtrooper commanders looks at him and he's staring at Piet for a second. What? You have your orders.
Well, sir, there's something on your face.
Never mind. You have your orders. Burn it down. Okay, sir.
I like that.
As our episode ends,
there you go.
Piet is alone in his quarters in the little bathroom area, wiping the pishness off his face.
I love it.
Oh, what an ending.
Great fun. So much fun. So much fun to tell these bizarre, weirdo stories with you guys. And it is increasingly becoming that. There's a fight somewhere in the story, but it's really about the storytelling. So, Ken, can you tell people where they can find you on the internet?
Absolutely. At Ken Napsok across all social media platforms to follow my adventures and to tell me how I'm wrong about Baba Joe's fighting abilities and how Piet should have killed him immediately within 10 seconds.
Jennifer, our heart, our conscience.
Oh, I got wrapped up in this one.
You did. I kind of like that. I want to have as many matchups where people feel like visceral about like, no,
that can't happen. Yeah, you guys wove a wonderful story.
You did too.
Oh, enjoyed it.
Tell people where they can find you on the internet.
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Landa and youtube.com/Jennifer Landa.
Excellent. And if you have characters that you guys want to see fight, please do tweet them at us or put them on our Facebook page with the hashtag DataBankBrawl. Be sure to hashtag them DataBankBrawl so I can find them. If there's a matchup you want, that's cool. But it's also really awesome to just have suggestions of characters that you would like to see, like Jocasta Nu, who will be showing up, I think, relatively soon. You can find me on all the social medias at Joseph Scrimshaw. You can like Force Center on Facebook and follow us on Twitter is at Force Center Pod. And until next time, as Luke Skywalker once said while no one was really listening to him, I care. That's it for DataBank Brawl.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.